Hello, and welcome to this self-guided podcast tour of the Ryerson University Library and Archives. This tour is ideal for students who are new to Ryerson and who are interested in learning a bit more about the library and the services it offers. In addition to this tour, we encourage you to explore on your own or visit the library website at www.library.ryerson.ca. The library is one of the most important resources on campus and is key to your academic success at Ryerson. So please remember to come back and visit us again throughout the term. Okay, let's get started. We'll begin the tour at the library entrance, which is on the second floor of the library building at 350 Victoria Street. You might be wondering what hours the library is open. During the academic term, which begins once school starts, the library is open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 a.m., and from 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. on weekends. If you are visiting us in August, check the summer hours information on our website or check the hours notice board on the right just before you enter the library. Let's pause for a moment in the lobby while I point some things out to you. The iDesk is the first service point that greets you when you enter the library. During the academic term, the iDesk provides general information and orientation to the library. Staff at this desk will also provide basic searches if you know what you are looking for, or redirect users to other service points as needed. You may also be wondering if you can bring food or drink into the library. Starting in fall 2013, the library has made changes to its food and drink policies. You can eat cold finger foods, such as fruit, granola bars, and sandwiches to help maintain your energy level while studying. Drinks in spill-proof cups, screw-top bottles are also okay, but please eat hot food in the cafeteria or lounge areas outside the library. This helps us maintain a clean and welcoming study environment for everyone. Behind the iDesk, there's a large mounted LCD panel used to promote various library services, workshops, and any other information we think our users might be interested to know. Above the LCD panel is a monitor which displays the availability of computers in the library and in some of the other computer labs on campus. You can also check for computer availability from your mobile device. Once the term starts, this can be a valuable tool if you really need to find a computer. If you have your own laptop with wireless capability, you can connect to the campus network from anywhere in the library, as well as various locations on campus. To the left is a large directory that indicates what is available on each of the floors of the library. That's right, the library has many floors, all the way up to 10. We won't be visiting all of the floors on this podcast, but feel free to explore on your own. The print book collection is on floors 6 through 10, and study space is available on a number of floors. If you're nervous about finding books up in the stacks, don't worry. The library has an awesome, award-winning app called BookFinder, which maps books and other items in our catalog system to their location in the library. You can use BookFinder on a desktop or on your mobile device. It makes finding things a lot easier. If you're looking for a place to study, consult the Where to Study guide near the stairwell entrance. If you prefer to study in a quiet space on your own, visit floors 6, 7, 9, and 10, which are designated for quiet or silent study. If you need to study in a group, you can book a private group study room from the library website or from your mobile device. We have a number of them located on various floors, or go to floors 4 or 8, which are designated for collaborative group study. Looking for a washroom? They are located behind the elevator on each floor, except for the main floor. There are washrooms located outside the library, just behind the escalators. Let's continue exploring. As you're walking by the elevators, you'll notice the book drop that is directly ahead. This is where you can return borrowed books from upstairs. The circulation desk is the main service point on this side of the floor. You might be wondering what you need to check out library materials. If you are a full or part-time student, you will be issued the Ryerson One card. It should already be ready to use once you've enrolled. If you're a Chang School student taking continuing education courses, you can get a library card at the circulation desk with proof of enrollment. One of the most popular items you can get at the circulation desk are laptops. You can borrow a laptop for a 4-hour period and use it either in the library or elsewhere. You can also check if there are any laptops available from the library website or from your mobile device. Reserve materials are also kept behind the circulation desk. These are items that can be checked out for shorter loan periods and which are associated with a particular course. These items circulate for either 2 hours or 1 day, but many of your course materials will be available online through Blackboard, Ryerson's course management system. If you need to access a reserve item, visit the iDesk or the Research Help Desk on the other side of the floor first to get the location information. If you need to check out a book from upstairs, use the self-serve book checkout machines by the circulation desk. It's easy to use and will save you time. Let's explore the other side of the floor now that you're a bit more familiar with the library. Walking back towards the entrance, you're entering the Ronald D. Bessie Information and Learning Commons, a space that integrates many of the services you'll need to access as a student. Take note of the Research Help Desk. This is one of your primary stops if you need any kind of research help. If you need to find books or journal articles for a research paper later in the term, this is the place to ask. One of the most popular ways to get help is our chat research help service, Ask a Librarian. So you can be at home, in residence, or anywhere on campus and start a chat session to get help in real time. During the fall and winter terms, we hold workshops to help you learn how to use the library. With so much information now available online, it is really important at the university level to be able to find the best quality information for your assignments. So come to one of our workshops and we'll show you how. You can also book an appointment to discuss your research questions one-on-one. There are so many ways to get help, so keep us in mind when it's crunch time. On the other side of the Research Help Desk is Technology Assistance. IT advisors are available to help you if you need to change your my.ryerson password, set up your laptop to access the wireless network, or any other basic IT support. To the right of the desk are the printing stations. You can send documents to print from any of the computers in the library. It's 7 cents a page for black and white, and color printing is 49 cents. Just behind the printers, a little to the right, are black one-card cash machines. This is where you can add money to your one card, which you can use for photocopying and printing. You can also print wirelessly from your laptop. Ask at the desk if you'd like to learn how. You may have noticed that we are renovating. We are excited to be building the Student Learning Center at Yonge and Gould Streets. This new facility will connect to the current library building and provide more study space for students, house key academic support services, and provide a vibrant learning environment for the entire Ryerson community. It's set to open in 2015 and will be a wonderful addition to the campus. The computers in the Commons are available on a first-come, first-served basis and will require you to log in with your my.ryerson account, the same login you will use to access your Ryerson email, Blackboard, and RAMS. The computers have access to the internet and productivity software such as the Microsoft Office Suite. If you're a Mac user, don't worry. We have a number of Macs at the north end of the floor and near the stairwell in the Commons. There are also additional computers on the third floor, as well as on the various stack floors. Scanners are also available in the Commons. In addition to library services, the Commons provides access to a number of other services in one space. Ryerson's Writing Center, located on the west side of the floor, will help you become a better writer and offers many workshops as well as one-on-one support. The Geospatial Map and Data Center at the far end of the floor is the place to go to learn how to use the many map, data, and statistical sources available. Remember to use these services once your classes are underway. You'll be glad you did. But remember, the library is not only for studying and research. We have many other items that will help make your time at Ryerson more enjoyable. On your way out of the library, check out the popular reading collection across from the Research Help Desk. These are fiction titles that you can borrow to help pass the time between classes or on your commute into Ryerson. We also have a number of feature film DVDs on the fifth floor of the library that you can borrow and view on site or at home. There's so much to discover in the library, so feel free to continue the tour by visiting the other floors, visiting the library website, or ask a question at one of our service desks. You can also keep in touch with us on Twitter or Facebook. Thank you for visiting and good luck at Ryerson. We hope to see you again soon.